According to the government, the unemployment rate rose to 4% in July, the highest it's been that month in two decades. Job losses on year numbered more than 277,000 last month. Youth unemployment remains high, near 10%, though it edged down slightly compared to July last year. The pandemic hit food service and accommodations the hardest in July, with a drop of around 225,000 jobs on year. The retail sector shed nearly 130,000 jobs. South Korea's ongoing and record-long monsoon season is also believed to have hurt those sectors, as heavy rains continue to cause nationwide flooding. Bruce Harrison, Seoul.